We do provide these so that subject matter that we don't have time to focus on because of geography, because of language, because of subject matter, because of all kinds of things. It's impossible for us to market to all audiences about all things that are ever possible in Second Life. So empowering people to create communities or experiences that are targeted for a particular purpose and a particular audience, and then be able to go out into the internet, if you will, and outside world and try and attract that audience is kind of the idea behind this. Now, that means you are not just building an experience and operating it internally, but also means going out and doing marketing and partnerships and whatever it might be to sort of bring an audience through this gateway into this experience, which for some people is maybe a really different type of business and maybe a different type of skill set. Oftentimes to acquire an audience, there might be money involved to actually acquire that audience. And we've had success with some partners that have in the past that have had that muscle, so to speak, to actually be able to expose a gateway to a meaningful sized audience that would find that experience relevant. But the area we might be able to help, and it's something to think about, is if there's some sort of incentive program we can support where we pay for acquired customers in some way, right? Because we go out and buy customers on all kinds of different networks. And there's a team here that focuses on advertising across all kinds of different networks and paying attention to what the cost of acquisition across different networks are and what the value of the customers we acquire through those different networks are. And this is another channel that would be in collaboration with our users to where they put in the effort of doing the user acquisition. So what would we be willing to pay for those users if people can successfully acquire them? We're willing to pay Google for users. Why wouldn't we pay our residents if they can acquire users? That seems logical. So maybe that's an area we can help. Maybe there's something we can do there. Now, to do a program like that, we would feel that it's worth building a program like that because it's going to be enough volume. We don't want to go build a program and put a bunch of technology and then pay for 12 acquired users. Mm. It has to be some sort of volume we can send. But it might also encourage new types of partners to come on board that sort of have the ability to do that at meaningful scale. Yeah, that's kind of why we put the Community Gateway program in place, is to allow people to acquire users across a huge diversity of content, subject matter, language, whatever it might be. For us, it's a little bit like we're doing the marketing to acquire people to come to a country, but we can't do necessarily the marketing all the way down to like, come check out this particular event or experience. There's just too much, too varied, and we have to rely on you all to do a lot of that work. And whether that's through just slurls, experience pages, gateways, like these are all ways we're trying to think of making it possible for everybody to attract an audience into their content. There's a lot of experience in Second Life that the creators of those experiences have a very clear understanding of what type of audience they're relevant to and where that audience might exist out in the world to come to their experience. And I want to make sure that we make it as easy as possible for people to go get their own audience to come in and not just expect us to be the ones that successfully push an audience to you, because we'll push a fairly generic audience and can't be necessarily specific enough for every type of experience that you have in Second Life.